Unit 6. Alone and Together. Learning Differently. Page 152. Exercise C.
Good afternoon, teachers. Thank you for inviting me to talk to you during this seminar about learning difficulties. Have you ever heard of Albert Einstein, Leonardo da Vinci, Hans Christian Andersen, Tom Cruise, or Magic Johnson? Albert Einstein developed the theory of relativity. Da Vinci was a famous artist and inventor. Hans Christian Andersen wrote children's stories. Tom Cruise is a famous actor, and Magic Johnson, a famous basketball player. What do they all have in common? I'd like to tell you a story about a boy named John. John was a perfectly normal child before he started school. He was well-liked and had many friends and was a very happy child in kindergarten. The trouble started when he went to school and had to learn how to read and write. He just couldn't do it. Every day was torture. He began misbehaving. It seemed John just couldn't do anything right. His parents were constantly being called to school to speak to his teacher. They didn't understand what was going on. John had always behaved well and had always seemed to be intelligent. Then one day, his teacher suggested that John see an expert to discuss the problem. That is how I met John. I gave him several tests, which showed that he was indeed bright and creative. He was good in math and drew beautifully. John's problem was that he was dyslexic. He confused letters such as D and B. Sometimes the letters blurred, and he was not sure if he should read from left to right or right to left. Every time he tried to read, he felt stressed. Imagine yourself in the same situation, seeing letters on a page all mixed up. Imagine if no one could understand what you had written because you had written the letters backwards or in the wrong order. You probably would think that you were stupid or different. Well, that's what dyslexic people feel like. Sometimes they misbehave because they are so frustrated in the classroom. Can dyslexic people learn how to read and write? Well, they can be taught to overcome some of their problems, but reading and writing will never be easy for them. This does not mean they are stupid. They just need to learn in different ways. Remember all the famous people I mentioned in the beginning of my talk? All of them suffered from dyslexia, and there are many other famous people who are thought to have had dyslexia who have been just as successful. Winston Churchill, Alexander Graham Bell, and Pablo Picasso, to mention just a few. Dyslexic people can succeed, but they need lots of support, motivation, and encouragement, as well as tools that can help them find different ways of expressing themselves. And as teachers, you can help supply all these things. Thank you for your attention. I would be happy to hear comments and answer questions.